Hallelujah. You glad for Jesus today?
Amen.
So what we want to do is help you. You know, some people, they've been stuck in the grace bathtub for so long, they look like prunes. It's all about He loves me. Well, He loves you. Absolutely. But how many know that a few of us need to get out and towel off and get busy and do something with the love of God? Aren't you glad to be clean, to be free, to be loved unconditionally? How many know, though, that faith is what moves mountains? I want you to declare with me one more time. If you don't get anything else this morning, I want you to listen to what the Word of God speaks into your life right now, speaks to you and your situation, to who you are, you who are called of God, you who have yet to see everything opened up that He's called you to. He's called you for a purpose, an eternal purpose. Amen? Can you say it with me one more time? For God has not given me a spirit of fear. What kind of spirit has He given you? How many know you are equipped to do some big things for God if that's true? Can you say it one more time? What's He giving you?
Power, love,
and sound mind. Would you do me a favor and not forget that just for the next few days, maybe even the entire week? Some of you might be able to, by grace, stretch it to a month. Or we could just live in this thing and begin to radically make a difference in our world, starting with us, my home, and then right on out. Are you here today? One more time, what has He given you? I'd say you're equipped. Say with me this morning, I'm equipped to do great things for God. You may be seated. How many are glad today we have not been given the spirit of fear? How many right now, the wheels in your mind are turning and you're already applying that? At least you're trying. Applying that in your own life. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to look at a few things. This is a radical gospel that we preach. And I don't know where and when it got so watered down. But how many are familiar with a few verses like this? Now, we're going to just take a fun little swing out. Psalms 107, verse 20 declares, this is a prophecy hundreds of years before Jesus arriving. Anybody who says that all this Christian stuff is a bunch of bunk, anybody who says the Word of God is not relevant to today, I'm so glad that even though I was weak, I had a mate that God had put with me that was strong. Ephesians 6 talks about, and in the evil day, having done all to stand, stand, therefore. How many of you ever had an evil day? My evil day that stands most out in my mind, and I've probably worn some of you out with my testimony, but I never get tired of sharing it. I won't share all of it in detail. But when I was slammed into a cinder block wall with great force by a piece of machinery, complete compound fracture, severed the main artery and the main vein completely in two. Talking about severed them completely into, not attached at all four points curling back up and in opposite sides of the leg. Doctors will tell you to date, I should not have a leg to begin with, shouldn't be alive at all. Typically, you bleed out in less than 1 minute. I had an EMT there that saw and knew what had happened. He dove with my leg from just a little below the hip, bent off in the wrong direction and folded off across behind me. He dove on top of me because I was just trying to crawl away from the pain. I'm not being melodramatic. Trust me, it was more than what I'm telling you. The exception was my wife was there on site. And what came out of her, listen, people of God, what came out of her was not, oh my God, my God, my God, my God. In terror and in fear. What came out of little Miss Jackie, she began to jump up and down and spin in circles. And I could hear over the chaos of pain and of blackout. I went code blue 3 times in the ambulance. I could hear tongues. Now, don't let that freak you out. Tongues is in the Bible. I realize that there are people that abuse this stuff. I realize that there are people that take things way to an extreme. I realize there's a lot of people that have been turned off. But listen, if you're a born-again believer, you should not be ashamed of what Jesus was so joyful to give. The baptism in the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. It will transform. It will change your life. The first weekend of March, I believe we've got the date set. We'll give you more information, but we are going to take time out. It's either going to be a Friday, Saturday, Saturday, Sunday, maybe all three. But we're going to take some time out to answer some questions. Take the weirdness out of it. Make it something that you can get a hold of. How many know that Jesus said if you ask the Father for the Holy Spirit, He will give Him? It's not hard. We've made it hard. Not only that, pressure, not just from the world, but even in the church, to shut you up and tone you down and get us balanced. Paul speaks of a people who would preach the gospel but deny the very power of it. How many are glad today for the power of the gospel? A theme of Christianity can be popularized through relevancy. Listen to what I'm telling you. Through relevancy. Through making sure that we skate down the middle of people's sensibilities. But the gospel, when preached, is an offense to those whose hearts are set against God. You can't worry about that. Love them fervently. Pray for them. Don't be belligerent. I can't stand it when Spirit-filled people want to just push their tongues and their Pentecostal attitude on people. We ought to be full of grace. We ought to know when to shut up. When you're working for your boss, that's not the time for you to be blabbering out loud in other tongues. And you shouldn't be witnessing to people and preaching to them when you're on the clock. You are to be there honoring God, working for that man as unto the Lord in honesty, character, and integrity. And they'll see by your lifestyle there's something. And if they're hungry, they'll ask and you can answer. Otherwise, behave yourself. Keep your mouth shut. But listen, your personal life, who you are on the way to work, who you are on the way home, who you are when that friend who's been watching, I remember years ago, you've heard me tell this many times, a cowboy that today knows Jesus and is serving God. 6-8 years ago, Dave Simmons and I befriended him out on the Avapai Ranch, back when we were going out there quite a bit and my boys were little, Luke was little. I remember one of the things that stood out about Mark was the whorehouse tokens down the side of his chaps, all the way down. And how he was almost belligerent when he found out I was a believer to make sure that the Jack Daniels got set right down on the table in front of me and the others that were there. And then turn around and ask me to bless the meal. It was a little game. You know what? I openly and boldly blessed the meal. There came a day when the person in charge of those roundups stopped suddenly without, I don't even know what happened, said, before we go today, I want Lee to pray for the group. Everybody stood there just like, you don't do that in Arizona. Yes, you do. Mark was not impressed with my religiosity. He was impressed with somebody who was consistently the same person in that walk of faith, willing to admit when I blew it. How many know none of us are going to be perfect? Are you? Realness in Jesus is what made an impression. And Mark eventually came. It didn't happen right away. I wish I could tell you we had this great, you know, revival and he came to the Lord. Seed that was planted in him came to fruition almost 2 years later. And he wrote through Facebook and said, I want to thank you guys because I couldn't get away from it. It took a while. But today he knows Jesus. I want to remind you today that you've been given Don't buy into the world's nonsense. Struggling with ADD this morning? Stop saying that to yourself and stop letting other people say that to you. I got a kick out of Glenn Beck years ago when he was still on TV, whether you like him or not, immaterial. What I love that he said, it cracked me up one day. He said, I've been diagnosed with ADD, I can't even say all the things, HD, help me somebody, all the stuff. And he goes, I chose a long time ago to consider it a gift instead of a curse. He said, that's why I can sit here and do what I'm doing with five things going on around me and I can keep tabs of everything. Stop calling a blessing stop calling a curse what God has called a blessing. Stop saying that you've got this, that, or the other. Begin to speak. Paul said, we believe, therefore we speak. Begin to let come out of your mouth what the Word of God says. What does the Word of God say that He has given you this morning? He has not given me the spirit of fear, but of, come on, people.
Power, love.
Don't look at me like that. That's the Bible. Awesome things on the inside of us. I'm glad that in that day, I don't know how I got off into all that. Hope you were blessed for that. It was all free anyway. No extra charge. Back to my own testimony. I'm so glad, though, that in my evil day, having done all to stand therefore, the Word of God says, laying in a hospital unconscious for 3 days, woke up puking my guts out all over the place, telling me that they may or may not be able to save my leg. Oh, good news at 28. Never ride a horse again. Never sit in a car for more than 20 minutes. Be on medication for the rest of my life. That's if I made it through with a leg. I'm glad today that Jesus really is the same. Hebrews 13:8 declares He is the same. Listen, right in here, right now, there is a spirit of unbelief. Now, I'm not saying specifically to us, but I need you to be aware all over this area, all over the world, but specifically in here, there's a spirit of unbelief that rolls in like a wave. And when the gospel is announced and preached, it's like a slumber that begins to roll over people's minds. And we begin to track back. I want to challenge you to stand and dare to believe. How are you doing? Great. You don't have to get up. You don't have to look at anybody. You can sit right there. But you must share what God has done in you. This is no small deal.
Okay, I had a lot of health issues, more than I'd like to admit. I couldn't eat anything. Very, very few things could I eat. I lost about 18 pounds in 2 months. And a few weeks ago, I received healing with everything. I can now eat whatever I want to eat. When something does start to bother me, I just stand in the belief that I'm healed. Mm-hmm. And it's done. It's gone. I'm fine. And so now I just choose to eat healthy. I don't choose to eat things I shouldn't eat. But it's a choice now. It's not that I can't eat anything. It's that I choose what to eat.
So your symptoms and whatnot before were?
Oh, gosh. I had food allergies, which gave me really, really bad sinus infections all the time, continuous.
Where is that now?
Sinus infections?
And all that.
Gone.
Okay, just making sure that
gone.
We're not, you know, Jesus made me feel better and I'm pretty sure He healed me and I'm so happy. I want to make sure you understand something ended and something new began.
Yeah.
And the same Spirit that did that for her. Anyway, go ahead.
I had really bad intestinal and digestive issues that's why I couldn't eat a lot of things, because I couldn't digest anything. I've tried things now that before they said I had lit like pages and pages that of stuff I couldn't eat. And I've tried things, and I'm fine. I'm totally fine. And you know, like I said, sometimes I'll start to just feel my stomach a little bit, and I'm just like, no, I'm healed. I'm fine, and I'll continue to eat it, and I don't get sick. Thank you, Lord. So I'm fine.
Hallelujah. Now, just so that you know that we're not here giving Pastor Lee a good old, you know, Pastor Lee just preached the word good, and we prayed for her here, and it all happened here, and so you need to really see that it's us and here and we and our church. And where'd you get healed?
In Phoenix.
What were you doing?
We were at the Andrew Womack convention.
Yeah. And Andrew Womack healed you?
No, the Lord healed me.
Okay, just make sure we all understand. Okay. Yeah. That's one of the things I like about him is that he doesn't promote Andrew. He promotes Jesus. Are you here today? It's one of the things I love, whether you like him or not, you want to criticize him all you want, that's fine with me. I did too. I understand the feeling. I don't anymore. But Brother Prince, the more that I read, the more that I see, there's no self-promotion there. Everything you hear is Jesus, 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 Jesus. I could care less if I ever met the man or shook his hand. He's made sure that I feel that way because he wants me to see Jesus more. That's what I love. And that's what you were at. So there were a whole group of us that went down to this Andrew Womack conference, Grace and Truth Seminar, Gospel Truth Seminar. I knew I had it wrong. Same thing, right? Gospel Truth Seminar. And how many know that it didn't just happen overnight? She and her husband have been here faithfully at Bible school now in their second year. Hunger for the Word of God. Blessed are those which hunger and thirst, for they shall be filled. Thirst for righteousness, they shall be filled. And how many know that when we desire, here's what John said. This is the confidence that we have. 1 John chapter 5. That if we ask anything according to His will, you don't know His will? Dig in the Word and find out. That's what they've been doing. They found out. Find out what the will is. This is the confidence that we have, that if we ask anything according to His will, we know that He hears us. Yes. And that we have those things that we have desired of Him, depending on your translation. Petition. I mean, you're glad today that Jesus is real. Now, I'm not meaning to single Kara out, but this is a real life right here in the middle of our body. Now, there are many people in here that have experienced very similar things, but I want you to know, thank you, Kara, that's awesome. Would you give her a good hand clap? Give Jesus a hand clap, actually. Now, I realize that there are all kinds of people that take healings like this and they sensationalize them, and you see this stuff on TV all the time and enough to where, and it's for that's not my point at all. My point here is to encourage you. The Word of God works. How many are glad for the healing power of God? He is a healer. I'm so glad that in my evil day, my wife understood these truths. And God spoke to her and gave her a promise out of Psalms that said that He would raise me up as if nothing had happened. And she stood when I didn't. That's what we need one another. That's what we need each other. Scripture says one can put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000 to flight. Matthew 18, Jesus said, if any two of you will put yourselves in agreement concerning a matter, it will be done. We're going to look at those scriptures, whether this week or next week, as we move forward, we will cover some of these things. But I want you to realize something. Grace empowers you to action in the kingdom of God. I'm very glad for that. This is a great, glorious gospel. Psalms 107, verse 20 says, He sent His word, and He healed them and delivered them. How many here know this Jesus? Somehow you've been browbeaten, and you've been hammered back, some of you, to believe that You're where you're at by your own doing, and you're just going to have to do your best to get yourself out, and you're just overwhelmed, and you're just hanging on by a little string of hope that somehow, some way you'll make it. I want to announce to you today, God has not given you a spirit of fear. But this morning, I want to repeat it enough that you can't get away from it, in Jesus' name, for the rest of this week, but of power, of love, and of a sound, clear, the wisdom of God coursing through you, awake, alert. That's the Spirit of God in you. Romans 8 says the Spirit of God quickens, makes alive your very mortal body. Isn't that great news? It says that he healed them and delivered them from their destruction. John.